This is listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula, KDLL 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna. It is 2 p.m., and we're going to check in again with KDLL reporter Sabine Pooks, who is at the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank's Spring Festival and Farmer's Fresh Market. That is happening until 6 this evening. Part of the festival is a free community barbecue because, of course, you can't have a food bank event without food. Sabine has food bank chef Stephen Lamb to talk about meals at the food bank.
Stephen, how long have you been the chef here at the food bank?
Just under a year.
What is your culinary background? Tell us a little bit about what you were doing before this.
So prior to working here at the food bank, most of my experience is in hotels and casinos, some golf clubs, fine dining establishments.
How do you translate that style of cooking and those kind of what you're used to from that over to this sort of cooking?
This is a completely different realm than what I'm used to because I don't get to order food for production. So every day is kind of like the TV show Chopped in a way. I get to walk out into the warehouse and see what's donated, and I kind of have first choice on what I get to pick for the day's meal. And so every day is different, and I don't really have a chance to prepare ahead all the time.
That sounds kind of exciting, right? You have a lot of variety. I mean, how do you have a strategy when you walk into the warehouse, how you go about deciding what you're going to make that day?
So normally what I do is I have a pantry, collectively throughout the week, I will just grab random ingredients. And sitting on the shelf, I'll walk in the morning and just kind of stare at random ingredients sitting on the shelves and decide what I have to make the dish for the day. And it just kind of comes to me. Some days are more difficult than others, for sure.
What are some of your favorite things that you've made in the last year here?
So some things just randomly come in, and every once in a while it just works out for me, and I get to create some elevated dishes for the people here. I have had a lot of great things donated. One of my most favorite dishes I got to create here was probably made a gumbo.
Tiny.
And made the roux from scratch, and I had andouille sausage and really good chicken products, and spent all day making it. However, I don't know if many of the people around here actually knew what I prepared for them, but I was very, very proud of that dish.
Well, yeah, do you get to interact a lot with the people who you serve?
So since the pandemic, I've been serving food through the window for the last year, so I haven't really had too many one-on-one experiences with the people. So now that we are opening tomorrow, will actually be the first time I will be able to actually be face-to-face with the guests that I've been serving for the last year.
Are there any ingredients you really like to cook with that you haven't been able to access here yet that you're going to try to get a hold of?
So lately I try different Asian dishes, and some of the ingredients just kind of float in at random. And I like to do different curries and different things. So coconut milk and just different spices, something different, and try to show the people here what's out there than what they can just find in the restaurants locally.
Where did you learn to cook?
I went to culinary school, Shasta Culinary in Northern California, back in 2003.
That's very cool. What is your favorite dish to eat yourself?
My favorite dish to eat would probably, some reason, Cajun cuisine always falls into my favorite category, and I'd have to say a good crawfish etouffee.
That sounds delicious. Anything else you want to say to people listening about the event today?
Come on out. We'll be out here till 6 o'clock today. We have a lot of fun and festivities, so plenty of food. There's fun little games for everybody of all ages. And please come out and join us. And also join us tomorrow for the grand opening of the Fire Weed Diner.
Great. Stephen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
That is KDLL reporter Sabine Pooks talking to food bank chef Stephen Lamb at the food bank's Spring Festival, happening until 6 p.m. today. We're going to check in again with Sabine at 3 p.m. In the meantime, here is hour two of World Cafe.